Make millions, other niggas make memes. I'm on a money routine. I don't want smoke, I want cream. I don't want no more comparisons. This is a marathon, and I'm aware I've been playing a bet from a lack of promotions. I never was one for the bragging and boasting. I guess I was hoping the music would speak for itself, but the people want everything else. Okay, no problem, I show up on every one album. You know what the outcome will be. I'm betting 1,000. It's got to the point that these rappers don't even like rapping with me. Fuck it, come on, nigga. 21 Savage just hit me and told me he sent me a spot on a new record he got. He called it a lot. I open my book and I jot. Pray for Tekashi, they wanting a rap. I picture him inside a cell on a cot, reflecting on how he made it to the top, wondering if it was worth it or not. I pray for Markel, cause they fucked up a shot. Just want you to know that you got it, my nigga. Though I never met you, I know that you special. When that the Lord bless you, don't doubt it, my nigga. Dennis Madrid, stay solid, my nigga. I'm on a tangent, not how I planned it. I had some fans that hopped in a band and shit when they thought that I wasn't gon' pan. Now I got a plan. They say the success is the greatest revenge. Tell all your friends, call on a mission, submitting the spot is the greatest that did it before it all ends, nigga.
How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted you? A lot. Left you out to rot? A lot. How many pray that you flaunt? A lot. How many lawyers you got? A lot. How many times you got shot? A lot. How many niggas you shot? A lot. How many times did you ride? A lot. How many niggas done died? A lot. How many times did you cheat? A lot. How many times did you lie? A lot. How many times did she leave? A lot. How many times did she cry? A lot. How many chances she done gave you? Fuck around with these thighs? A lot.
Peace. Peace.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many supporters you got?
A lot.
How many haters you got?
A lot.
How many hits you got?
Soon come.
A lot. Yo, you speak on things into existence, you know.
That's what I said. Soon come.
You know?
A lot.
Yo, that soon was a come. Lot by 21 Savage. You know what I'm saying?
Swallow prior the to content.
That was a major content warning. You know what I'm saying?
Major.
Major content warning. You know, we had before we had that, we had One Day by the Texas is Texas, one of Texas's classics, man. UGK, you know what I'm saying? And then we had that Reparations by Childlike, man. And that was, you know, that right there, man, that remake of the realest Mobb Deep Alchemist, man. Cool G Rap. Yo, that, I mean, with the Cool G Rap, man, and the, yo, I'm telling you, man, that's one of my favorite Mobb songs.
Likewise.
You know what I'm saying? So, to hear the brother come through on some, like, he was singing a bit, and then he came, you know what I mean? Like, yo, that's fire. You know
creative,
what I mean?
Very
it's
creative.
Very creative, man. Very creative, man. So, you know, here at 10 The Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, man, we got a plethora of you know, tunes, man. And shout out to my man DJ Digital, always coming through with the illest music, you know what I mean? Because, yo, man, it's important that, you know, you get to experience all genres within hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, and the culture, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, hip-hop is really so universal, you know what I mean?
It's everything, man. It's everything in one, man, you know what I mean?
There's
no limitations to this, you know?
Right? I mean, what other genre you know that can literally blend every type of music and make a beat out of it?
No doubt. No doubt.
Seriously, man, you know? It's amazing, you know what I mean?
It's the future, man. It's been the future, you know? It started off as a fad, they said, man. Now we 50, 51, 52 years deep
51,
coming up there, man.
Oh, yeah, I started in the 52, man. And, yeah. and hip-hop will be here forever, bro. You know what I'm saying? And they go, like, you know.
As long as there's digital, we here, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? I envision, 30-30, like, stadiums with, like, floating speakers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no doubt.
You know what I mean? Stages are hovering, and you know what I mean? And like,
no doubt, man.
You know, just crazy laser shows. I mean, bro, I seen this one, I don't remember the name of the producer, but he was a electronic music producer, and the preview for his show was like the artificial intelligence of the holograms. It was like, you know, it was very demonic, actually, but the graphics of it was crazy, man. It was like, it's just some, it's, I was like, wow, like, there's so much you can do with computers and graphics, you know what I'm saying?
The CGI is amazing, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
CGI is amazing.
CGI.
You know.
So yeah, man, I mean, we was building about Fortez, and Fortez, like, you know, from the documentation of Fortez, you know, shout out to my grandmother Judith, man. She's a, you know, a researcher of history, and she has a lot of documentation on Joe Fortez, man. And you know, when they were doing the looking at the ship's manifest of where he came from, you know, that wasn't his actual name, right? And, you know, he was a stowaway. So, you know, a lot of brothers and sisters who were, you know, brought over ended up, you know, taking names of other people, right? So they didn't get deported back, you know what I mean? Or executed, you know what I'm saying, for that matter. But Joe Fortez, man, another person who, you know, did a lot for the community of Vancouver. And, you know, he didn't have no family, so nobody's getting any royalties off his name, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it makes me think of, like, you know, the first governor of BC, Mr. James Douglas, right? And another black man, for y'all that did not know. And he was the first governor of Vancouver Island and BC, right? And he brought over about 14 to 15 men during the California Gold Rush, you know what I'm saying? And gave them jobs in his political parties, and you know, he had a serious all black gun club, and you know, he was head of the fur trade, you know what I'm saying, out here as well. And so, you know, it's just, you know, so when you look at Douglas College, you know what I'm saying, you can go and do the knowledge to my man James Douglas, man, and you'll see, right? You know what I'm saying? His mother was from Guyana, right? And his father was Scottish, right? And, you know, light-skinned brother. But, you know, these are things that sometimes people don't want you to know, right? And I think it's important, right? Because I was telling the young brother before, I think that, you know, I think that it's important, you know, to not focus so much on the trauma and all of that stuff, you know? Think about the great things that's, you know, in civilization and how it was built, you know what I mean, and where it started from, and think about those things, right, when you're feeling like, oh, like, you know, all my people are this and all my people are that, like, think, or even I'm this and I'm that. It's like, nah, man, look at what my ancestors did, you know what I'm saying? Look at all of the things that they built, you know what I'm saying? Think of the medical systems, the, you know, the literature, science, agriculture, you know what I'm saying? Like, so many things that, you know, the Black Nation created, man, you know what I'm saying? So for any of you youth that are out there that are feeling like, you know, you're dealing with, because, I mean, racism is not just, you know, dropping the M-bomb on somebody, right? We talk about systematic racism, right? Talk about systemic racism, right? Educational racism, as Digi was talking about before, right? You know what I mean?
Not teaching that in the schools, man.
You know, they teach in the opposite. Even the indigenous people, right? Like, you know, what they did. And this is the thing, man. It's important that, you know, I'm about spreading knowledge, man. You know what I mean? Spreading awareness, right? It's very important. But I want to say that it's also important, as people who have been colonized, to not stay so much and focus on the trauma aspect. You know, we have to heal, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes we have to heal individually in order to heal collectively, right? It's not about like, oh, I can't trust this and I can't trust that. It's like, nah, man. You will attract what you think most about and add energy onto, man. I always say that, you know what I'm saying? So it's important to not just focus so much on the trauma and like, oh, this has been done to us and this. Nah, man. Look back at what your peoples did before that, because that's a Slytherin time. You know what I'm saying? It's a Slytherin time, you know? So it's always important, man. And like, you know, Guilty said, right? Like, yeah, there is the internet. And the internet can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing, right? Because there can be a lot of misinformation. You know what I'm saying? You know, and there's teams of you know, companies that's their job is to put out misinformation, right? So, you know, it's definitely hard to find. But this is the thing is that, you know, books, you know what I'm saying? Books. That's where a lot of hidden knowledge is in books. And that's what and there's a saying that, you know, that's where they put the knowledge, right? Because, well, you know, as far as like since being colonized, that's where they put the knowledge, because they know that throughout the 400 years of slavery, it made them illiterate, you know what I'm saying? So they wouldn't go to the books and read, right? And so they would just take things on face value. But the brothers who are and sisters who are intellectual, they'll go and read the books, right? You'll grab books, you know, that came from the 1400s, 1500s. Damn! You know what I'm saying? Yo, but word is bond, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, word is bond, man. Yo, my man.
Fire in the building.
Yo, word is. Yo, get this extinguisher, man. Get the extinguisher, man. Get the word. Yo. But listen.
Back to nutrition.
You know. Oh, man. So how's the Canucks doing, man? Guilty, tell me how the Canucks is doing right now, man. Talk about the Canucks for a second.
They up and down, man. They up and down right now, you know. They up and down. They can't put, you know, a solid few together, you know. They can't do it right now. But we trying, man. We trying to get Petey back out here, you know. He's a stud. He always be a stud, you know what I'm saying? And go, boys. Hopefully we get Demko back out here, you know. I'm telling you, man.
They need Richard Brodeur.
Yeah, man.
He needs to come back.
King Rich, man. We need him back.
Trevor,
man.
Linden.
We need him. We'll even take Kirk, man. We'll take Kirk right now.
I wasn't a Kirk McLean fan.
Oh, man. I know. You weren't?
No, man.
Oh, come on.
I thought it was kind of weak, to be honest.
Man, I love Kirk, man. Come on, man. 94, man. 94, man.
No offense
Game
to you,
7,
sir.
You know, Madison Square Garden, you know. Linden hit the post. That should have been us right there, man. We should have been going overtime right there, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the Steamer, Stan Smith.
Oh, that's my man right there.
I remember the riots. I was coming back from North Van.
You remember that night?
Just a little child in the back of the car. There was people sitting and standing on their cars, wilding out. Yo, man, it was crazy. It was crazy, man.
Only in Vancouver. Only in Vancouver.
You know.
Maybe Montreal, but only in Vancouver.
Yo, man. And it's like, you know, it's crazy, like, to think, like, even all those people who rioted, you know, against when we lost to Chicago that year. And, like,
Boston.
Yeah, we beat Chicago. You know, and all those people who were looting and ended up having...
Oh, man, that was
charged and all that.
Yo, that was the police, like, what do you call it? That was a sting, bro. That was a sting, you know what I mean?
Allegedly.
And that's how they implemented the whole, basically, face recognition, right? You know what I'm saying? They didn't even
allegedly.
What do you mean? They didn't have to do any work. They were just like, yo, 6 o'clock news. You know this guy? Yo, you know this guy?
News, not 6 o'clock blitz, just letting you know.
You know this guy? And people were like, I know that guy.
Oh, right?
They didn't even have to do no work, man. That was free money right there. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
And then that's where you're like, yeah, you better think twice when you're out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, bro, this was kicking in the Louis store, the Gucci store, all of that, man.
Gotta pay all that back. You know, was it worth it?
You know, like, and that's the thing. And some people are so dumb, they're selling it online. Like, they.
Trace,
man. Like, you know, like, you know. And it's crazy, right? When you think of, like, when you think of, why would you burn down your own city, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a story that, like, in Harlem, when after, you know, Dr. King got assassinated, you know, and Allah, you know, the founder of the 5% Nation, right? He took the 5%ers and he walked through Harlem and he calmed down a lot of those people from burning down their neighborhoods, the white neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people were uproar. But it's crazy how psychologically something happens negative and we think about burning it down. You know what I'm saying?
Well, where did we learn that from, brother?
Tell us.
Right?
Tell us.
Where did we learn that from, right? How many, you know, churches have been burned down? Whole cities have been burned down, right? Where did we get this whole concept of burning things down from, right? And then, you know, when we do it, it's a problem. When other people do it, they're just, you know, taking care of a problem.
They're taking care of a problem. Now, you know, I liked how you worded that, you know what I mean? Because that's really what it is, right? I mean, look at the Library of Alexandria, you know what I mean? Burnt to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Timbuktu, burnt to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
All the books about our history, burnt to the library.
You know what I'm saying?
No, they're not burnt anywhere. They're somewhere.
Well, we know where they are.
There's a lot of burnt books, bro.
No, but there's a lot. No, they. I mean, you got to know they took the copies, right?
Yeah, they burnt some, man. But all the good ones, I'm sure they got those ones.
Oh, probably thousands of papyruses. Mm-hmm. Thousands.
Shout out to Putin. Send those books.
Oh, come on, brother. Stop that shit, bro. That's not even a joke, brother.
Come on.
Stop that shit.
No joking. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
you still,
because I mean, at the end of the day, you know, some people, they...
Just wait, we got 2 more months, you know? Pardon self.
Yo, man, like, you know, I'm just more about, you know, people revealing the truth, you know, it doesn't matter, it's about revealing the truth, you know? And sometimes it seems like, you know, sometimes people have to do things to reveal the truth because certain people don't want to let up. You feel me? You know, because they always say, right, violence begets violence. Some people, man, just some people that have too much power, they don't, you know, it's like you gotta deal with them how they deal with you. But, you know, I think that's, you know, if it could be done peacefully and it could be, you know, there could be if it could be done peacefully, then, you know, by all means.
That is the question. Can it be done peacefully? And,
you know,
I mean, you know, it's like these negotiations with, you know, with the government and these companies, you know, locking the workers out, right? And then making the government force the people back to work, right? The employees. And it's like, is that fair? Is that fair negotiation, right? We understand, you know, some of these the unions, you know, they do these things at certain times. I'm sure it's a strategy, right, to put the heat on, right? But, you know, like, how is that fair negotiation? So what, we're not going to have any negotiations anymore, and the companies can tell the employees what to do, right? And that's where we're at, right? Like, these wars and stuff, you know, it's just, they just keep bombarding people and, you know, looking for a peace treaty, but... I mean, how many months has it been since they've been trying to negotiate, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta wonder, right? You gotta wonder. These strategies and the public, obviously, they need their goods, so they're gonna probably side with the government, right? And these are all strategies from these companies, and it seems like the new way of bargaining, you know?
Most definitely, man. And I always think of, like, a lot of different religious texts, you know? You know, it's like, oh, thou shalt not kill, right? But yeah, you're doing all the killing, and then you thumping people over the head with these religious ideologies, right? So where's the freedom, right? Where is the actual mental freedom, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's you know, the first, I mean, come on, man, right? Those commandments, right? For anybody who subscribes to that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I said there's a lot of money in war. You know, a lot of people getting rich right now. And as I see, you know, seems like this is the last little push, right? Because we don't really know what's going to happen in the next few months here. But, you know, right now it seems like the last little push. You know, everybody's trying to make the last of their chips, right?
Yeah, man. They're just trying to suck all dry, you know?
And suck it all dry.
Suck it dry till they, you know?
Suck your mother.
Because they know, man. Yeah. Suck your mother for real, man. You know what I mean?
Cause, we don't subscribe to that, man.
No.
You know what I mean? We don't subscribe to the war, right? Because the war is for certain man them, you know?
Nah, man. We about peace, man. You know what I'm saying? And I said it before. I say it again. Don't wait for your, you know, local...
MLA.
Political powers to make change, right? You need to make change on your own. Make change in your own community, you know what I'm saying? Be the change, you know what I mean? Be the change. If you can help somebody, you know, you help one person through life, that's peace. You help 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and so on, you know what I mean? That's what it's about. And that's why I love, you know, having knowledge itself, right? Because it gave me direction, you know what I'm saying? It showed me who I truly am, you know what I mean? And what my nature is and how to live that out and, you know, to be the best I can be, to be my supreme self, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like that, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna wait for the Prime Minister to make change, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying nothing bad or good about him. I'm just saying, like...
What's up with him anyway, man? Hmm? I don't hear anything about Justin these days.
Well, you listen to the news, man. The man's on tour, man. The man on tour right now. G20 tour. You know what I mean? Trying to tell everybody, yo, Canada's good. Don't worry about us. You know, we good.
Did him and Donnie T make up yet?
Oh, yeah. Donnie T said, I make presidency. I'm going to put him in jail.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We'll see how long that affair lasts. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. You know, like, there's levels to this, man. And you know, we just want you to wake up and just realize the facts of the facts is that they all embed together. You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, it's like if you think that...
it's a corporation, brother.
You know what I mean? The there's an illusion of democracy. It's an illusion. You know what I mean? So, I mean, really...
Allegedly.
You know, yeah, sure. Allegedly, there's an illusion, right? You know what I'm saying? That, you know, I mean, if
if it was rigged in 2020, but it ain't rigged now, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying, right?
Like...
What's going on out here?
Yo, man, that's what I mean. Just pay attention, right? Pay attention, you know? Like what they always say, follow the money.
No doubt.
Follow the money. You'll no see.
Doubt. Can I get some?
Follow. You know, you get it, man. Can I get money?
Well, one leader's trying to definitely turn off the tap. Like, the last 8 years, like... I mean, when all that money goes out of the country, what happens to the citizens, right? And it's so obvious what's happened here. You know, things have, like, inflation, like, 2-3 times. Like, you know, from paying, like, let's just say $750 for a basement suite to $2,400, bro. And on top of groceries and stuff like that. I mean, an apple in a second is going to be like
$7,
bro.
Suite for $2,400? What, a one-bedroom, two-bedroom, three-bedroom?
Must be two-bedroom or something like that. Yeah,
it's crazy they don't raise the wage either, though. You know what I mean? They're raising the prices, but the wages don't go up.
You've seen $2,400 for a two-bedroom? Where, like, out in, like, the valley?
Yeah, this bit obviously must be a nicer one, right? I mean, they're paying $2,400 for an apartment, bro.
Well, that right? is 100%. Like, I mean, shoot, I pay half that for a room.
Right? So, I mean, it's crazy out there, right? You know, and just to eat, right? I remember when one of my boys from work told me, he's like, yo, what are people going to do when they can't feed themselves? And it's so true, right? You need nutrition in order to be able to think. Be able to go to work, be strong enough to do your job, right?
Well, then it just forces you to buy more garbage, that way you can't think of that.
What do you mean?
Because, so for example, organic has always been, and I just want to say, just because it says organic doesn't mean it is organic, but let's just say that it is. Organic food has always been expensive, right? So, because of the inflation, organic goes up even more, right? And then the garbage food goes up more, but it just forces you to have to buy more garbage, which then affects your physical and your mental, right? So now you can't think, you don't have strength because you're not putting the right nutrition in your body. You know what I'm saying? It's like the play is so deep, people, that you like if you don't wake up, right? If you don't take the right pill like Neo did, you're going to be stuck in the Matrix, man. And the Matrix is, you know, ain't nothing real in the Matrix. It's an illusion. You know what I'm saying? Reality is what you manifested to be, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's just sad, man. It's sad. I think it's the saddest part is that when you try to make knowledge boring to people, and I'm gonna speak in a language that you can understand. When you hit people with the facts and they still deny it, I think that's the saddest part. It's not even the part that, you know, the people who are producing this stuff. It's the people who you give them the facts, you show them, and they still want to choose the other thing. They still want to stay in that place. I think that's the saddest part.
Well, that's the mental slavery, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
And that's what we're here to do. Hey, DJ, what we got going on here, man?
P.S.A.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Static Selecta.
Still, I get the wet, truth panning out to my respect less. Get in the contest for fresh and see who comes out the best. Ice chest heavy on the neck to the Gucci specs. Spit the ruggedness, but still I get the wet, truth panning out to my respect less. Get in the contest for fresh and see who comes out the best.
When it comes to the test, I pass that. I'm way too fresh, just look how I'm dressed. Tailored pants and jacket, tan cotton shirt hot off the press. Extra, extra, read all about it. TMZ spotting DZ in next year's outfit. Psych, I'm clowning. I don't give a f*** about fashion and dumb sh-. I'm just trying to park this car before the drum hits. On the rocks like a polar bear, getting lit like a solar flare. Aurora Borealis filling the kitchen air. Was an unforgettable luncheon, I wish you were there.
Not really, though.
If you'd like to attend the next one, fill out the questionnaire. But don't leave anything bare. Fill out the whole form or it won't get read. And you won't get anything more than being torn to shreds.
Ice chest heavy on the neck to the Gucci specs. Spit the ruggedness, but still I get the wet. Truth panning out to my respect less. Get in the contest for fresh and see who comes out the best. Ice chest heavy on the neck to the Gucci specs. Spit the ruggedness, but still I get the
wet. Truth panning out to my respect less. Get in the contest for fresh and see who comes out the best. Rhymes, free spot running, top gunner, stop running. There's no way to race bullets once the shot's coming. Goofy criminal, Shakespearean shooters and sharks. Fly art, a bunch of grand poobas. A lot of both shirts, not as the style. My whole team pocket full of cream, not a cadaver.